May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and the conversation around mental health is ever evolving, especially amongst the youth who are now more than ever aware of the importance of protecting their mental health and speaking up about issues. The Tell Robert Foundation is here to be a valuable resource for our young adults. And joining me is co-founder of the foundation, Robert David Finstershive, and President Stephanie Finstershive, both from the Tell Robert Foundation. Glad to have you both on Inside South Florida.
Thank you for having us. Thank you. Appreciate it. And really happy you guys were taking the time to let us talk today.
It is our pleasure to have you on the show. Robert, I want to start with you. Tell us who you guys are at the foundation and why you do the work you do.
All right. Well, essentially, we decided to start this foundation after a tragic event that involved our brother and our father. My brother suffered from a lifelong issue with mental health. He was in denial that he had any mental health issues, but he also suffered from a drug addiction, which I believe is directly related to mental health. And unfortunately, on September 9th, my brother lost that battle and took my father with him in a murder-suicide, which was devastating for everybody. And it was a complete shock. And we started this foundation as a means to provide people with the knowledge and awareness that it's okay to speak up and seek help and tell somebody that you're suffering.
Robert, I want to take a moment to say we are deeply sorry for your loss. That's so profound. I know people are watching at home are probably feeling the same way. We feel your pain, and we're here with you. Stephanie, want to send it over to you. The goals of the foundation. What are the goals, and where do you guys, and how do you guys go about helping the youth, helping the community?
So our goals for the foundation are pretty much we want to raise that awareness. We knew that our brother suffered, but again, we did not know the extent. And I think that he was also, very quiet and didn't want anybody to know. So we want to just get that out in the community that people that you know, people you don't know, they're suffering by themselves. And if they think it's okay and they feel comfortable expressing themselves, then, we want to be there for them. So basically what we're trying to do is raise money through different events, and we're going to find local charities and groups just to help provide some financial assistance for them to help the youth out there.
Stephanie, with that said, what do you think, just from your own experience and you as well, Robert, what do you both think is the best way of erasing this still ever prevalent stigma around mental health? As you said, there's people who don't speak up and people don't talk about the depth of what they're experiencing. How can we erase the stigma? Why do you think there's still a stigma around mental health?
It's a great question. I believe the stigma exists because there's a lot of media and television and TV out there that is, presenting it as something less than what it is. And it has to do with, I think, not wanting to seek help or feeling weak or at least with men, masculinity, and it's not okay to not have, that's a double negative, I apologize there, but masculinity and not being able to express yourself, and you have to be able to hold everything in when in actuality, everybody is going through something. And the more that we're talking about it, the more that it gets aware, the awareness gets out there that people are okay and going through the same thing and they should seek help. And the more you talk about it, the more that other people are talking about it, the more you realize that you're not so isolated. And in a time where COVID, everybody's feeling even extremely more isolated.
Yes.
And I believe the more that you talk about it, the more that you see it, the more comfortable and desensitized you come to it. And you can start feeling more comfortable talking and expressing your own feelings yourself.
Yeah, and I think you just realize you're not alone. I think the fact that, you can't see it in an x-ray or see it in a medical record that people don't believe it's there, but it actually is a real condition. And it's something that needs to be treated, whether, with talking to somebody or taking a medication, just something to help. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. I think that's super important for people to know.
It's extremely important. I want to touch first back on what you said, Robert, about toxic masculinity. You shouldn't apologize for saying that on television because, it's a thing. Toxic masculinity does exist. We see it on social media. We see it everywhere where men feel that there is this antiquated image of what a man should be and that men should not have feelings. That is so dangerous. And also, Stephanie, to your point, Dr. Drew Pinsky says you have to treat above the head, right? You can see someone that has a broken arm. You can see someone that has a broken leg. We can visibly see those types of injuries, but you can't see what someone is, what's going on inside someone's mind. And also they say that sometimes the people that are the most confident may be the ones suffering the most because they're putting on this air of confidence, of happiness that is inauthentic. So thank you so much, both of you, for highlighting those, because I think those have been exited out of the conversation that need to be entered back into the conversation. If someone is watching right now, Robert and Stephanie, and they feel like they are, as you said, isolated and feel even more isolated because of the pandemic, where can they go? Who should they reach out to for resource? Who should they reach out to? Or what would you say to them to help get them help?
Go online. There's tons of forums and community websites and groups where people are talking and they're looking for people to talk to and they're looking to respond to people. You're not alone and you're not, you don't have to go through this alone, and you can find someone anywhere. All you have to do is look a little bit. And the one thing that I could say that has been a good thing to come out of this whole COVID crisis is the blooming of telemedicine and the availability of seeking help through Zoom or electronic meetings or just over the internet. And you can find therapy, you can find help, you can find community groups very easily, and they're more prevalent than ever. And all it takes is a little searching and a quick search online. And soon we're going to have a bunch of that information available on our website to help people looking for some place to go to speak with others that are going through the same thing that they're going through.
Absolutely. Stephanie, where can they go to find more on the Tell Robert Foundation?
TellRobertFoundation.com. We'll have some information up there. And we're going to continue adding to that. And the more we do events and have, you know, different community things popping up, you can go there, TellRobertFoundation.com, and we'll have more information for you.
Yeah, and those donations, it's a completely nonprofit organization. We're not taking any payments. We're not being paid for anything that we're going to do with that foundation. Everything's going to go to local charitable organizations that have more experience and dedicated personnel to assisting the community. One of the first organizations that we helped was Tony's Tribe, where the founder of that's brother had committed suicide, and she works with other professionals to provide therapy to people suffering. And we believe that it's important that where your money goes to a foundation or a charitable organization that actually provides services. And that's what our goal is. We believe in transparency when it comes to your donations. We want to make sure that the money that you provide goes and helps someone directly.
Great stuff. Again, thank you for all you both for what you both do. It's as someone who's a survivor of depression myself, I can't even begin to tell you how valuable and how immensely needed it is. So we see you. We appreciate you. Robert and Stephanie Finster-Scheib, thank you so much for being on Inside South Florida.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thanks for having us. Really appreciate you guys taking the time to let us speak and get our message out there. And not congratulations, but kudos for you sticking through it and getting through that, because it's not easy.
Yeah, it's not easy. Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Take care.